Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back. It's your girl, Annette Harris, and I am your certified mental health ambassador and host of this podcast, Mind Mending in the Net. And it is distributed by Get Caught in the Net Incorporated. I always want you to think of this experience as a net for your mind to mend. And I do encourage you to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You can search for Mind Mending in the Net on Spotify, Google, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast shows. If this is your first time joining us, I would love to thank you and appreciate you for joining us. If you're new, thank you. If you are returning, thank you. But please make sure you subscribe. Tell someone else about Mind Bending in the Net, where we promote positive mental health. It is at this point in the podcast that I normally like to give you my mantra. My mantra will set the pace for whatever episode topic of discussion that we are going to be presenting. And my mantra is simply, everything starts in the mind. Everything starts in the mind. So let's move right on in. I do want to say the entire month of April, I took off and did not record an episode. Personal reasons. The month of April was a little challenging for me, only because that is the month that both of my parents left this earth. Different years, but still. The month of April is a little challenging for me. So sometimes I just take a little break and, you know, just kind of get myself together and allow myself to breathe. So we're back, and I've come back in the month of May, which is recognized as Mental Health Awareness Month. We are approaching, or actually here, Mother's Day weekend. And I wanted to talk to you about what is on my mind concerning Mother's Day. I know you guys are probably looking for my positive mental health tip. I will give you that before we end the segment on today. But let me jump right in here. And, you know, there's just some things that are on my mind concerning Mother's Day. Last year, when I started this podcast, I started at the end of May. And so, therefore, I came up on Father's Day in June. And I did a nice little episode where I acknowledged fathers and gave them their due. And we heard from some fathers last year. This year, this particular episode is really birthed out of my own thoughts and passion. So I wanted to relate some things, and I know that I can just about assure you that the feelings and thoughts that are expressed in this particular episode, someone else will understand what I am saying because they're probably going through the same thing. The topic of discussion on today is childless, not by choice. Childless, not by choice. And Mother's Day 2022, my thoughts. So as we're approaching this weekend, and first let me start this discussion by saying Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. To all whom it applies, whether you've birthed a child or fostered a child or adopted a child, Happy Mother's Day to you. And I appreciate each of you. I appreciate my own late mother, and I give honor to her memory, Mary Janelle Adams Gaston, my goat, the greatest of all time. She's no longer here on the earth with us, but I still cherish what she taught me, how she brought me up, my siblings and I, and the love of God that she instilled within each of us. And I will always appreciate God for blessing me with a mom like I had. So you might want to, you're probably thinking, what is she talking about with this discussion, childless, not by choice? Well, I am going to refer to a couple of articles that I looked up, because when we dote on our mothers on this Mother's Day weekend, again, as well we should, we have to remember that there are some individuals who may be feeling left out. And I'm not talking about fathers, because fathers are not mothers. I'm referencing those women who have always desired to be a mother, and who have, up until this point, I'll just say of this podcast, have not become a mother. Whether it is, something physical that they dealt with, whether it was multiple miscarriages or infertility or what have you, the reason that they were not able to become a mother, to take on that title. There's something behind that, and we absolutely should not leave them out in terms of thinking about them. Now, of course, we can't say Happy Mother's Day to them because they're not a mother, but be conscious of how we handle them around this time, because I'm telling you, some of these women are going through a depressive state. Some of these women are going through a stage of feeling, what was it about me? Am I not good enough to become a mother? Was my body not good enough to be able to conceive and carry and deliver a child? You have some that are really, really dealing with this. It's hard for them to deal with this. It's hard for them to look at an email or emails that are popping up all over the place that are saying, hey, don't forget mom on Mother's Day, get this gift. You know, you have different companies, you have the Hallmark card companies, you have various stores or restaurants that have special deals for Mother's Day, and you're getting these alerts, whether it's via your text message or social media or your email. Mothers are not forgotten on this weekend, and so leading up to it, you will see a barrage of messages about what you can do for your mother on Mother's Day. So you may be a mother, maybe first time, maybe you had a lot of children. And so looking at those particular messages or alerts will not bother you to the extent that it will bother that particular woman who has desire to have children and has not been able to have children. Now you may ask, Annette, why are you talking about this? Why does this even seem like this is important? It's very important. I am living it right now. I never would have thought in all my years coming along, growing up, and seeing, people get married and have children, I never would have thought that by the time I got married, that I and my husband would not have had children at this point in our lives. Never, ever would have thought it in a million years. No, I'm not going to go into all the details of why we haven't had children. It is definitely not by choice. I'll just say as much. It is not by choice that we have not had children. We've tried. And, for me even saying that, you can probably kind of think about what possibly could have been. but we are childless, not by choice. And that has always been our desire from the time that we were married to now. We have desired to have children and have not produced children. You know, sometimes as a woman, you know, I do feel what I mentioned earlier, that I haven't measured up, or that I have failed myself and possibly my husband in a certain way. And I'm just being transparent and being honest. Some of you may or may not understand what I'm saying, but that is how I feel. And so feeling like that, I know how it feels. I also know how it feels to be overlooked, not being a mother, especially around this time, the weeks leading up to it, the day of, and even some time after. I have been overlooked as an individual, as a person, even when individuals knew that we were trying. I remember distinctly one time that it was Mother's Day. It was on a Sunday, of course. And I walked into church and different ones were wishing the mothers a happy happy Mother's Day. And so when I walked in, they said, "Oh, this doesn't apply to you. You're not a mother." And from that day to this day, because that's been some years ago since that happened, that person does not know what that did to me. That tore me up on the inside, because we had been trying and I had been desiring, you know, for a long time to become a mother. And those few words that person said to me, it hurt. It was almost like they put a dagger in my heart, or put a knife in my back and just turned it. And, you know, that made me feel that I was less than nothing. And that's how I felt at that point. Again, being honest, it did not make me feel good to hear someone say, "Oh, you're not a mother, so this doesn't apply to you." I knew at that point that I wasn't a mother, but I didn't need that individual throwing that up in my face, if you will, you know. And it made me feel bad. I felt so bad. Obviously, I felt bad because I still remember it to this day, and it's been over 10 years since that person said that to me. But we have to be really, really careful in how we handle these individuals. Be sensitive. Don't be insensitive to them. I can look around, and because there's so many things that can go on in a woman's mind who wants to have a child. I myself can look around and see that there are even individuals, young people, that stood up in my wedding at that time. Maybe they were teenagers or preteens, you know, maybe they were junior. I had some junior bridesmaids, junior groomsmen. I had groomsmen and bridesmaids that were, you know, younger than I was. But they've always been younger than me. And now they have their own families. They have their own children. And it's been years and years and years since I got married. They weren't even married then because they were young. But they have since, during the time that I have gotten married, they have gotten married, had families, or they've had children since then. And, you know, sometimes I look at that and it you know, I'm like, "Lord, this is really interesting." You know, those that were younger than me are there, you know, some are on their third or fourth child or something like that. And I don't have one that I have birthed. And again, that hurts. One article that I was researching and that I will reference for this podcast states that 25% of women are likely to remain childless I'm not sure how true that is, or if that when this particular study came out. But it also says here, and I think this is overseas. I would love to have the information, on a whole over here in the United States. But it does say here that 25% of women are likely to remain childless. And if I had seen, stats like this, when I first got married, I would have said right away, oh, well, that's not going to be me, because I'm going to have children. Not knowing where I would be on this day. And actually, we will be married 25 years this year. So it's been a long time. It's been a long time since we've been married, and us not having children. So ever since my mother passed in 1999, Mother's Day since then has been very, very hard for me. Because she's not here, no longer in the flesh for me to celebrate her, although I can always celebrate her memory, which is what I do. But some years are harder than others. Because I always say that even though my mom is gone, if I had children of my own, I think I could have handled it, Mother's Day, a little bit better. Because what? My children would be doting on me. They would be, appreciating me for being, a mom. I would like to think that they would be appreciating me. I would like to think that, God would have instilled in me how to be a great mother. But with mom being gone, yeah, it's a whole lot different. I won't say a little different. It's a whole lot different for me. And I cannot, I am not able to relate to my sisters who are mothers. I am not able to relate to my friends who are mothers, or loved ones who are mothers, those that I know, those that I came along with. They're mothers now, and many of them are grandmothers. My age, they're grandmothers now, and I didn't even get to first base, if you will. But that's something that I have to deal with every year that I'm not a mother. That's something I have to deal with. Let me just throw this in here. We do know that the first Mother's Day was celebrated in 1908. Just some facts here. And the individual that actually created Mother's Day, let's see, it has here, Anna Jarvis is her name. And she wanted to honor her mother with a memorial. As the story goes, her mother had always expressed a desire to establish Mother's Friendship Day, or a day where mothers could be recognized, whether they were alive or deceased, as a memorial. That's what her mother wanted. And once her mother died, then Anna took up trying to finish or complete what her mother had desired. And that's when Mother's Day became a holiday. Now, it took on a whole different look, commercialized, and so it was different from what it was originally meant to be. And because it says here, Mother's Day is meant to honor mothers and their influence in society, maternal bonds, and motherhood itself. So it, it's taken on a different look than what Anna Jarvis and her mom, Ann Jarvis, had initially intended. But nonetheless, this is what we celebrate. We celebrate Mother's Day. And I'm grateful that Mother's Day was created, founded, if you will, because mothers, again, as I started off at the beginning of this podcast, they need that recognition. Mothers do so much. They really do. They do an awful lot, so much more a lot of times than we are able to realize or understand. So, you know, yes, we should honor them. We really, really should. But this podcast, this episode, me talking from my heart, is just letting you know, please, while you are recognizing mothers, appreciating mothers, don't push to the side or make them feel bad those women who have desired to have children and have not been able to, right? Because they have feelings as well. I will say for myself that this year is probably the hardest year in terms of my feelings toward Mother's Day. And I had to sit down and think about why was that. Well, I will be turning a milestone age this year. And again, I never would have thought that I would have come this far in my life and not have birthed a child. I never would have thought that. So it's something, you know, that I'm having to deal with mentally, in, you know, in every way. So that's what I'm looking at here. And I always say, you know, a lot of times when you're feeling a certain way, we have to understand and know that we're not alone. So there's somebody else that's feeling like this. So that's why I felt led to do this particular podcast. So let's talk about some solutions and then I'm going to get out of here. We do know that Mother's Day isn't necessarily a celebration for everyone. And that's one article that I have referenced for this podcast as well. So number one, if you cannot or will not be celebrating Mother's Day with a mom this year, some psychologists say that you can still find joy or meaning in that particular day, in Mother's Day. Again, we're just going through solutions, some things that kind of help us think, you know, as we are approaching this Mother's Day. Mother's Day can also be a way to connect with your mom, even if she's not physically here. Some of you who have lost mothers, or some of you whose mothers maybe have moved away, or you're just not in the same state or something, think about celebrating by maybe going to one of her favorite places, cooking her recipes. You can go through some pictures, or you can write a letter. And so again, if your mother has just moved away or out of state, write her a letter, send it to her. You probably say, write a letter. Yes, get you a pen and paper and write her a letter. Not something on a text message. So that could help you to get through. Maybe start a tradition. You can get together with some friends and family and share stories about Mother's Day. So even while you sit and you share stories, there may be tears, there may be sadness, there may be some grief, but there also may be some laughter in that celebration, because you're looking on the past and you're looking on those memories and you're reflecting. Try to pull out the good from those memories and keep those memories alive. Keep them alive. Another thing you can do, be honest about your feelings. Be honest about how difficult it may be for you, and you know, then try to manage them. Too oftentimes we will push our feelings aside and think that they don't exist, or you know, somebody may say to you, oh, you're crazy for feeling that way. No, own up to those difficult feelings, but then try to find a way to manage them. All right. Another thing that you can do, don't run or hide from it. because it could be worse later dealing with those feelings as opposed to dealing with them right at that point. Now, on the flip side of that, I'm adding this to it, that don't run or hide from it does not necessarily mean that you have to tackle it right at that moment, but just know that it needs to be addressed, okay? Try and develop some coping strategies, such as maybe breathing or meditating. Some folks use a stress ball. Those are some coping strategies that you can utilize or use to help you get through, the feelings that you have about Mother's Day. Why don't you also try to identify what you're feeling is making you want to do? So, for instance, with me, and I have to go myself, I had to identify my feeling of what I wanted to do, how I wanted to celebrate this Mother's Day, or even acknowledge this particular Mother's Day 2022. And I said to myself, I did not want to do a thing on May 8th, 2022. I did not want to go anywhere to celebrate Mother's Day because I said to myself, I'm not a mother, so I'm not going to even act like, oh, let's just go out. Because we have in the past, you know, gone out on Mother's Day. Maybe we go with my family and celebrate the mothers, you know, in my family or something like that. But, you know, I said, I don't want to do that this year. I don't feel it. I don't. So I'm owning up to my feelings. I have identified what I am feeling. You know, again, just owning up to it. I'm addressing it. And it's important to address it so that it could be healthy and not harmful for me. All right. The last thing I'm going to leave you with, rely on your support group, support network. Sometimes when we're going through some things, going through difficult times, it's normally easier to go through it when we have our loved ones around us to help us, to uphold us, to comfort us. So, you know, those of you that are feeling blah, you know, about Mother's Day, you know, kind of rely on your support network. Don't try to deal with it on your own or be all in the room locked up, you know, lights turned off in the dark. You know, the enemy loves, the devil loves to come in and try to ruin our peace and ruin our thoughts, but don't allow him to control you in that aspect. Recognize that this is what it is that's going on. Again, own up to your feelings. You know, try to do something different that will help you to, you know, manage to get through that particular day. So that's really all that I have to say on this particular topic. Well, no, it's not really all I have to say, but there's more than I can say. But I want this episode to be twofold. I want those who normally don't recognize the individuals who are childless, not by choice, to start recognizing them, to start being there for them. Maybe just send them a text message, you know, or tell them you love them or something. Do what you can to help them to get through this difficult time. It's difficult for them. You may not understand it. You're not in their shoes. And they may not have told you everything that they're feeling. But I encourage you, please do not leave them out. Don't talk negatively to them. Don't make them feel like they're less than nothing. Everyone has feelings. They do. And it helps, as I mentioned in that last point about the support network. You are a part of someone's support network. So be there for them. Encourage them. help them, you know, do what you can. We are our brother's keeper. We are. And then secondly, this talk, this discussion on today is to encourage those of us, and I say us because I am one of them, who are childless, not by choice, to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Regardless, you may not be at a milestone age in your life like I am. Who knows what God will do? You know, maybe this is your year to become pregnant and to bear children. Whatever it is, I want you to be encouraged, and I don't want you to allow Mother's Day to overwhelm you and to send you in maybe a rabbit hole that you don't want to talk to people, you don't want to deal with people ever again. So be encouraged. All right, guys. Whew, that was a whole lot on today. I was a little transparent in sharing with you, but I don't mind, because when I am transparent, I know that it can help someone else, and it in turn helps me. All right, so I did promise you a positive mental health tip for this episode, and the positive mental health tip for you, I have a question. Has something been bothering you? And it could have been in relation to this episode or something else. If so, let it all out on paper. Write about something that was upsetting, and a situation or experience that was upsetting to you. When you do that, it can help to reduce any symptoms of depression. So let it all out on paper, guys, if something has been bothering you. I promise you that it will help. All right, guys, if you have any questions or comments, please always remember that you can email me at mindmendinginthenet@gmail.com. Again, the name of the show, mindmendinginthenet@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at mindmendinginthenet. I still encourage you to make sure you hit that subscribe button, or go follow us, go look for us, search for Mind Bending in the Net on Spotify, Google, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast shows. Mind Bending in the Net, where everything starts in the mind. We will see you in the next episode. Take care, guys.